The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
I'm both in one, and I'm thick as tug of war rope.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya? Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Voice and Poncho Radio Show, taped for you on October 26, 2012. Poncho, we are pre-Frankenstorm for everybody. How excited are you to be back in the saddle?
Extremely, and with Frankenstorm coming, brother, it's a good thing our listeners are with two monsters of talk radio going bumping tonight, the promiscuous goblins of Philly sports. Taking care of everybody on a comeback show, Tools. It's been 3 weeks plus, brother.
Are we going to talk about the big elephant in the room? Are we going to talk about it or not?
Yeah, 25 days, Tools, since everyone's girlfriends actually enjoyed themselves with the Voice of Poncho. We haven't been on the airways for a while, and we got reasons for it.
People have been getting at us. Listeners have been getting at us. They're saying, okay, what's up with the delay? Poncho, they want to know the truth. We got to shoot them straight.
Okay.
Tell them the truth.
Bulls, we don't lie. We like to tell the truth. We like to give our listeners just what they need and the real. There is a Yoko Ono situation in the Voice of Poncho, and also some combative and creative differences. The direction of the show that you wanted to go was not my direction, sort of like your bar behavior too, brother. I go the other way.
All right, so you're blaming the whole pause in the show where you quit. Well, I mean, you quit.
Absolutely did not quit, brother.
Basically, you quit for 3 weeks because you were spending, you didn't have enough free time because you were busy.
Are you familiar with the band The Beatles, Tools?
Yes.
I know listening to records is probably all you did all your life. No dates, nothing like that. So, you know the Beatles, you know Paul and John Lennon.
Yes.
That's us, the Voice of Poncho, brother. And Yoko came in and just tore it apart for a little bit, Tools. But the good news is good news, and the news is we're back.
Are you John or Paul?
I'm both in one, and I'm thick as tug-of-war rope.
I thought you were more like Ringo, but let's... So that's the answer for the listeners? I mean, I don't think we really...
Well, Tools, let's just be honest. I mean, we're trying to be funny, but yeah, creative. We had some differences with the direction of the show, you know? We're two titans. We're two brutes of radio, and, you know, we don't always agree on things, but it's good. We're back. We're back. Let bygones be bygones. Let's move on.
I think that was complete BS, the answer you just gave, that we did not have we were always on the same page about this show. We love this show.
I know you like to play nice, I live for this show. I'll die for this show. Well, but I think you know that you don't take it as serious.
You almost ended this show. You were... within days of calling it all off, and now you're...
But look who's back for October 26th, the Halloween special, and here we go.
All right.
A big ball game coming up if we still care about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Episode 33.
Get it right.
And if anybody knows, the number 33 has a lot of significance, a lot of with the Masonic stuff. Just
and when you lost your V card.
This is a very important show. The Eagles, who the VMP were on record as saying they were going to the Super Bowl, they were going to be a dominant team, are in the midst of some struggles, Poncho.
Yeah, and I like your wording. And we were down in Detroit. Everybody knows that. The whole stadium recognized us, bowed to us, and gave us all sorts of gifts. But the game was a downer. I told you at 12 o'clock I was my BAC level was up, and my spirits were up for the season. 4 hours later, I was devastated in your back seat.
Should we explain to the listeners also? So, first of all, a good friend of the show, possibly the best friend of the show, Kenny Myers, says, hey, VMP, you want some tickets? I'll hook you up.
Best friend a man could want. Best friend a sports fan could want.
So he gives
Kenny Myers is the man.
He gives us wonderful seats. So we're sitting there. We can take the whole game in. Poncho forgets his sunglasses. So he's like, oh, I need sunglasses. Poncho wore Coach sunglasses with hearts on the side.
Sparkled hearts.
Terrible.
But brother, do you remember how sunny it was?
It was sunny, yeah.
I needed protection over these peepers. But Kenny Meyer, at Kenny M61 on Twitter, we salute you, brother. And again, we thank you. Big time.
All right. Here's the thing I want to bring up about the Detroit game really quick. Poncho and I were sitting in the stands, and I said to him, I said, why do they keep going tackle eligible? So what we found out is they kept running out six offensive linemen. They put six offensive linemen out there 15, 20 times that game. Juan Castillo couldn't adjust to that. No. And that is the reason he lost his job.
Yep.
There you go. It's that simple.
Yeah, it's an argument for, you know, it's behind us now, Tools, but everybody has their theory and their theorems. But Andy Reid, who I told you is borderline with me, you know, let's just say I'm not his best friend. We don't go out for drinks and subs on Friday nights, but he was looking for a scapegoat. Some say that. And I think Jeffrey Lurie is putting his thumb on red this year. So he's not looking for the same old changes. We're in store and are in store.
Have you given up on this team?
No, I haven't given up because I got a good, strong, sturdy feeling they're going to come out against the Falcons and play some football.
Really? You know, there's going to be some rain. There's going to be some weather. Does that favor the Eagles or not?
Tools. I'm not familiar with
you. Don't even know.
Any of these players like meteorologists and earthworms?
This
are there earthworms on this team, Tools? Who cares about the weather and how it's going to affect them? These are pro athletes, overpaid, but loving every bit of it. So I don't think weather's a factor, but I think 13 straight wins after a bye for the Philadelphia Eagles comes on the plate.
Really? Wow.
That's a stat. Yeah. There's a stat that just filled you up, Tools, and exploded out through your ears. Predictions are usually what we're good at. So if you look at this game, what do you come up with?
I would love to believe that the Eagles are going to come out and they're going to win this game, and the momentum is going to change. Things are going to start to be positive for them. But I don't see it. I think they're going to lose.
Wow. This is the first time this season you said they're going to lose.
Maybe that's a good sign.
I was going to say. So I'm definitely going to go the other way. 26-21, Philadelphia Eagles. I'm optimistic, Tools. I know to expect big things when I leave my house on a social occasion. So I'm expecting big things. If they go flat, I'm not saying Reed's going to get fired, but 3-4 looks pretty bleak.
Well, and, you know, you've dealt with a lot of flat things in your life, Pontius. I mean, you're used to
that. What are we talking
about
here?
Well, I think you kind of know what I'm talking about.
Tools, I'm telling you right now, I see Mount Everest and Pikes Peak next to each other every night. So don't even bring that up.
So, Eagles, if they're going to turn the season around, is Todd Bowles, the new defensive coordinator, is he the guy? I mean, what's going to change? How is this team going to change? How are they going to
improve? Hopefully they start scoring some more points, Tools, and are bombastic as we all thought they were going to be. DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, LeSean McCoy. You ever hear these guys, Tools? Hey, wake up, Tools. You ever hear these guys?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, why aren't they doing anything? Why aren't they exploding for 35-38 a game?
Is it Mike Vick or the offensive line?
Both.
Both? Who?
Both. Just awful seasons for both.
How about Danny Watkins?
Whatever. How old is he now? He's like a 33-year-old second-year guy who stinks. He's a dope! Go back to BYU.
The biggest issue I have with Danny Watkins is he said, which you got to understand something. This is the way you never, ever answer a question. He had a bad week, right? So he comes in and he tells the media, not us, because we weren't there. I don't think we were there. No, we were somewhere else more important. But the old media, he said, I'm not talking to any of you because you wrote negative articles about me. I'm paraphrasing. But that's basically what he said. You never tell the media, I didn't do too well. You wrote bad stuff. I'm not talking. You are done. They will eat you alive.
Yep. Last thing you ever do is insult the media, Tools, because you're in turn there sort of assaulting the fans, too. Because the media represents the fans. Let's be honest. And when you're insulting the media, you're kicking dirt on the fans who pay your salaries. So that's just cardinal sin. It's going to take a lot for this mediocre offensive lineman to gain the respect of me and Philly.
Yeah, it's going to, man, I'm concerned about him. I mean, it seems like he's not adjusting properly. And
yeah.
You can't. This is why the Eagles aren't an upper echelon team right now. You can't blow first round picks. That being said, Fletcher Cox.
I knew what you were going to say.
Fletcher Cox. Bowles said he will put Cox on the field a lot more. I think Cox is on the field basically 65% of the time. We need him on 90% of the time. Enough of this. Here's an idea. Put your best players on the field, Poncho.
Yeah, and you've been all over Cox all year, Tools. I know you love the guy. I agree with you. But you're talking about the offensive line that's just in shambles. I mean, what do you do about that? What do you do about if you're talking about and hoping for Jason Peters to come back? You know we're in trouble. Come on, the guy's got no foot.
This is what I'm hoping that. This is what I say. Tell Mike Vick, run.
Yeah, I've make said him, this. Let before. Him go. Be what he is.
I've said this before on the show. You've got to totally do a 180. Just get aggressive. Yep. You give him 1-2 reads. Take off.
And why not? This is a 1-year plan at this point, brother. What's it going to take to bring Mike Vick back next year?
Nothing. Cut him. Wait, are you
But what's it going to take?
Are you starting to understand guaranteed contracts in the NFL?
Tools, I understand more than you ever will in life.
You understand that Mike Vick's $100 million isn't guaranteed, and the Eagles could walk away from him next year and wouldn't cost him
a thing. Understand this. If the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl this year, I would get rid of Mike Vick. There you go. After this year. I don't care if they go to the NFC Championship and lose 86-85, I'd still get him out.
You have not been on the microphone in 25 days, and that's the bold statement you're going to come up with.
Well, Tolles, I'm boisterous, I'm big, I'm deep, I'm thick, down low.
Sometimes I wonder why I didn't call this show off when you're saying stuff like that.
Well, you disagree with me? You'd bring Mike Vick back if they don't even go to the playoffs.
I wouldn't bring Mike Vick back unless they win a Super Bowl.
I just said that. I'm so sorry.
But my
I'm done
partner,
with this show. No wonder I walked out on it. It's a joke. We're dupes. I told you. You said the exact same.
But my point is.
I'm done with it.
My point is, big deal that you said that. Everybody knows that's the case.
Tolles, also everybody knows the case with you is nothing social. You have no social life, and you do nothing in the bedroom.
I don't know why you're bringing up my social life, but our social life as the VMP,
right?
Mm-hmm. Who represent the 717. We represent the 717. So, we got a little nugget for you guys out there. Deshaun Jackson of the Philadelphia Eagles is coming up to Bob Sports at Park City on December 4th at 7 p.m., right? He's signing autographs.
7 o'clock, he'll be there, yeah. This is a scoop, Tools. No one's told anybody this. We just told you. Told everybody.
The reason we're telling you this is we got the news. We want everybody to know that you can go out and you can get an autograph from Deshaun. But we're going to be interviewing him.
Let's just say these two brutes of sports talk radio are going to be there and hanging out with him.
So we're going to have an exclusive with Deshaun for all of our listeners. And we're looking forward to it because we represent the 717. When the professional athletes come to Lancaster, the VMP are the ones to talk to them.
We'll be there. We'll give you everything. Just gave you the scoop. After the break, hopefully, Tools, you're going to be sobering up over this break, and we'll come back and bring them a little more.
Yeah, let's get at it.
All right.
And we're back, everybody, with the VNP. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, Poncho.
Show 33, brother. And before we get too far, I just wanted to my condolences for that unfortunate accident you had down at the corn maze, brother. Petting too hard at the petting zoo. Sorry about that, brother. I heard the news.
You are the one with confirmed tweets from the corn maze. I've never been, so I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
I stand 1-6 in my fantasy football league, which is a miracle considering it's a fraud league, a trap league that I got involved in.
Do you know that I am 2-5 in my league? 2-5.
And you actually study the stuff and probably got your own keepers this year and everything.
I'm not dumb enough to be in a league with keepers, but
we've been delivering all year, Tools, on start-em sit-ems.
We've been above average. Above average. Okay, so you got to start 'em?
I got to start 'em right here in front of me, and it's going to knock the socks straight off your feet. Andrew Luck. Start Andrew Luck. Tennessee defense gives up more than your college girlfriend, that give it around to everybody kind of chick. Andrew Luck, and I think, is coming into his own a little bit. I think Luck's going to have a good ball game. Start him.
You're going with Luck.
Who's yours?
My stardom, which this is for you guys that don't really have a quarterback, because the way quarterbacks fell this year, a lot of people are stuck with two really good quarterbacks, and then a couple people don't have any good quarterbacks
Me.
At all. Yeah, yeah, okay. Start Carson Palmer for Oakland.
Wow.
Carson Palmer versus Kansas City. I just have a feeling that Palmer, I think he'll have at least three touchdowns this and over 350 yards passing.
Hey, at least you're not paying for it, fans. you got that for free, and that's all you want to do with it. Sit him. I vote for sit you tools, you dope. But here's my real sit him of the week. RG3.
Wow.
Everybody's
what?
Big on him. He's going to have one of his worst games of the year. Pittsburgh defense. I just think RG3 is the kind of guy you're just going to sit down on.
Well, later on in the show when we give our fleshies, I'm going to totally dispute this.
First, do you have a sit him?
Yeah, I have a sit him. And it's in Denver. I would sit Peyton Manning this week.
Wow.
Yeah, you're thinking that he's going to dominate against New Orleans, you know. He's been doing well. You have a couple, you have two half-decent quarterbacks, and you're like, Peyton Manning has scored a bunch of points. I'm going to start him this week.
Sit him. All right.
Sit him. That's a bold prediction, but that's what I'm going with.
Your logic's right, Tools, and I see you got your Halloween mask on, your birth mask. My start of the week was Connor Barth. Put him in last night, and he was awesome.
What do you mean is your start of the week? You just gave your start of the week.
I'm just saying my personal Connor Barth. I started him on my team, and he lost.
I don't even want to talk personal. I mean,
you don't want to reveal anything about your personal life.
I have Jordy Nelson on my team, who now all of a sudden has this injury. I don't even know if he's starting. He's had two solid games, but it's almost too late to rely on him.
And
he's injured.
Jordy.
I know. And
should have never drafted him.
Very disappointed about my fantasy.
We have thickness to us, and we also have fleshy locks of the week, brother.
Let's get to them.
Pick of the week, NFL season week 7.
Whoa. Let's tell the listeners. We get new listeners every week. Let's tell them.
Yeah.
Hashtag fleshy lock at the Voice Poncho. Give us your pick and give us the point spread you got. What's your fleshy lock this week, Poncho?
For anybody in the poorhouse, down in the dumps, put everything you own on Carolina. Getting nine, Chicago.
I don't like it.
Chicago,
I don't like it.
For the reason solely of Jay Cutler handing this game to Carolina. And Carolina's D's not that bad. Take the points. Take the Cats, Carolina.
All right. We've been people that have had bold predictions this whole year. This whole year we get bold predictions. We put it out in the line. We don't do the softball answers. We put it out on the line. Two things I've been saying all year is that I didn't think the Steelers were that good, and I didn't think the Cowboys were that good.
Bing.
I stick to that, and in that, I was looking at these games. You got New York and Dallas. You got Dallas with 1 point. I love New York in that game. But the other game is you have Washington at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh -4.5. My fleshy lock this week, take Washington. I think RG3 is going to walk through this defense. They're old. They're slow. Take Washington.
So we listened to that lengthy preamble for that dud of a pick.
Well, why not?
Might as well just move on. Before we move on to NFL tools, I got to say something. Mike Wallace.
Who?
Mike Wallace of the Steelers is one of the worst receivers in the league. This guy drops everything.
Wow.
He's terrible. Do you see any of his games?
I was kind of high on him in fantasy.
He's terrible.
But what about Antonio Brown of the Steelers? Everybody was high on him. I think they have the same issue, somewhat the same issue as the Eagles. Their offensive line is terrible.
I saw Wallace drop 4 footballs right in his hands against the Bengals on that night game, Tools.
Well,
and I was counting.
You never get anything in your hand to drop except for yourself.
Well, you know what, Tools? When I talk about thickness, I mean thickness, and you can ask my backstory, my black book, what they see. But if we could get into a new topic,
Yeah, what's happening this week besides Frankenstorm?
Halloween, Frankenstorm, we're back. Sixers are back. Wednesday, first game with Denver.
Okay, here's my question to you. Andrew Bynum, the guy, they never said he got injured. He never did anything.
Yeah.
Why is he not? This is one thing I do not understand. They signed a guy, and there's this hoopla. Okay, absolutely nothing ever happens, yet he can't start the regular season. What happened?
No idea. And you said the name earlier. Say it again.
Chase Utley.
There you go. Similarities galore. Two guys that seem to be healthy, claim to be healthy, and were sold to the fans as healthy. Now that the tickets are already paid for and bought, we realize that Bynum's not going to be around to start the season. I'm outraged.
Okay.
I'm fired up, Tools.
I know you're fired up about it, and it's not the best thing that you want to have happening, but will he be back in 2 weeks? I mean,
I'm not a doctor. Do I look like a neologist? I have no idea.
All right, we have at Sooner 4597, and we have T-Bird from Willow Street.
Yep.
On record is what they say, 52, 53 wins. Is that unrealistic?
Oh, boy. At this point, I think that's high, because if Bynum plays more than 70, yeah, but I don't see him playing that. I got it right around 47.
You know what? I was talking to T-Bird.
You know what?
I was talking to T-Bird today, and I asked him a question. When is the last time you had a Sixers team that could shoot from the outside? Give it to me. Tell me when.
I can't tell you right off the bat, but Hersey Hawkins' teams comes to mind.
Whoa,
went to the finals with Iverson, those guys could shoot.
That's a good answer. So you're saying back in like 90, 89, when you had the Hawk, you had Barkley, you had Malone,
soon
you had Jaminski.
Hornacek.
And you had Henderson. Okay, yeah.
There's my answer.
Dead
on.
Because you think 2001, 2000... when the Sixers were awesome with Iverson, Aaron McKee would hit some threes. But this team right now, the 2012 version, they can shoot the rock. We have not seen
Agreed.
This in a decade or so for the Sixers.
Tools, I'm still excited. I mean, it's hard not to be without hockey. So, you guys are the NBA here. And I think we got a legit ball club. They're going to the playoffs, whether Bynum plays 50 or 74. Let's get to the heart of the matter. Instead of hooting and hollering about the team, with the 76ers also comes the return of Molly Sullivan. And I will tag that down.
Are you excited about that?
I just appreciate her. I like her reporting. It's in depth.
That is the second time during the episode you have slammed the table so hard that my microphone has fallen off its holder.
Stop slamming the table. 25 long days. Tolls, since this has happened, since we've played out on the air, the amoebas of all media, we might as well plug ourselves.
Yeah, let's plug ourselves.
www.thevoiceponcho.com. The worldwide address is because we run this world and everything in it. And we're also on Twitter, Tolls, at The Voice Poncho. Get there. Our feed's active.
Yeah, we got a lot of new listeners this week. We're excited for you guys to get in. Get involved in the feed. We're back. We are like freaking amoebas. Yeah. We're amazing.
We're full-fledged and full-forced adults. And we might as well get to the best part of the show.
Flavor Flub.
The flavor of the week and the flub of the week. Flavor of the week. You want me to lay it out?
Yeah, I'll put it out.
Okay, here it goes. I saw a wonderful little special today on NFL.com, Network, whatever it's called. About Tecmo Super Bowl, Tools. Do you remember that game?
Bo Jackson?
Of course you remember. What else were you doing other than playing video games? Great game, great special. But a big piece of trivia here. You remember Randall Cunningham? His name was not in the game. One of three guys who was not named in the game. Do you know the other two?
Wow. The other two.
It was Eagles quarterback number zero was Cunningham. And there's two other quarterbacks that weren't named.
Elway?
Close.
Montana?
Close.
I don't know. Who were they?
Jim Kelly and Bernie Kosar. I bring the heat, but that was a great special. NFL, great game.
Hey,
Flavor of the week.
While you're bringing up Tecmo, do you remember that there was an automatic in Tecmo ball? Do you know what that means? You could run around and throw the ball to Mark Bavaro.
Oh,
no one
underneath?
Could, yeah.
What a beast he was.
You could throw it to Mark Bavaro, and no one could stop it. It was an automatic play that if you executed it properly, and it would go, Mark Bavaro.
Great. Oh, your voice, Tools. Phil Simms threw it. Also on defense, you got LT coming through and blocking kicks every time. That was a dominant squad.
It was basically the Giants versus the Oakland Raiders because Bo Jackson could not be stopped in that game either. He would run through everybody. Anyway, can I get to my flub?
Get right to it, brother.
I think it was possibly 13 or 14 episodes ago because the Voice and Poncho are so far ahead on topics, it's just not even right. But that was the episode where we called out Lance Armstrong, where we said to everybody, he's a cheat. Are you guys just stupid? He's been doping, doing whatever he does for years upon years. So then a year and a half later, you guys got to hear it. Freaking, he's a joke. Yeah. What a joke. And a lying, cheat joke.
We're always ahead of the curve, Tools. And we gave it to you 3 months ago. Plus, we told you. The real crime here, though, Tools, and I've complained about this before, it's those short shorts in cycling.
Yeah,
I don't want to stand for it. That's the real crime. Charge these guys.
Well, nobody watches cycling. Everybody listens to us. This was episode 33. Welcome back.
We appreciate everybody, and it's a Halloween episode. I just got one thing, one piece of advice before everybody goes, Tools. If you're dating a girl, good way to know if she's promiscuous is what she wears on Halloween, Tools.
Really?
Yep, that's the test right there. If she's going to the party with the nurse, you know, the slutty cat, dump her. Get her out of there.
Good call, everybody. There you go. You get that from us. Welcome back.
We've been together for a million years.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
It's like I started breathing on the night we kissed.
Well, I can't remember what I ever did before.
What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby, without us? And there ain't no nothing we can't love each other through. What would we do, baby, without us? Sha-la-la-la.